other Rishonim. So the truth is, for some reason, it's not exactly clear why, it seems that this is set off as a new paragraph, even though L'chor is the Hemshech of everything they were saying beforehand. We have this a few times in Davening, it's not exactly clear why. In Birkas Kirishma also, we have the same thing. It's all one thing. For some reason, we stop before the Es Shem. Here also, similarly, Bepashtus, this is a Hemshech of Dvar of Chaim Vikayomim, Ne'moni Vinechmodim, Lad Olme Yerlamim, Alavi Seinu Valenu, Albanenu Valder Seinu, Alkader Zeri Salvatecha, Alavi Seinu Valachrenu. This is all a Hemshech of what we're talking about beforehand. That means that Dvar of Chaim Vikayomim, all the Dvar Hashem, His Torah and His Mitzvahs, are Chaim Vikayomim in the past generations, in the future generations on us, al rishonim al achronim. So a few new farshim bring down what the Siach Yitzchak says, the Pirush Agro in the Siddur Agro, that the chiddush of al rishonim al achronim is really, it's a hemshech also with what we say afterwards. Davar toiv v'kayim lo'ilam void. It's a davar toiv v'kayim. Toiv is that it's a good thing, and kayim is that it's an enduring thing. It's something which lasts. The chiddush is, each one, the Rishonim, the Achronim, both have a chiddush, clapping the mitzvah. The Rishonim, they saw the Maim and Har Sinai, and by them was Poshit, that you have to be Mekayim the mitzvah. As a matter of fact, I think the Ramchal says that the Maim and Har Sinai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kareah, Kol Rekiyim, what they saw the Maim and Har Sinai was, the very fact that what every single one of their Maisim does, what every mitzvah does, and how it affects all the Ilamis. Like the Rav Chaim Volozhin says, in the Mishnah in the second parak, that everything that happens in Filo and the Elamas El Yainim is Mimcha, is from you. And they saw that clearly by Ma'amar Sinai, which is L'chor, the Pshat of Kof Aleim Harkigigis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced them. The Maral says it doesn't mean that he actually stood there with the mountain on top of their head, but they were forced, that they came to such a clarity and such a Karo that it's the Bri is only Niskayim Ayideh the Torah, that there's no way not to be Mekayim the Torah. So it's Kofalim Harkigis, that means that they had the clarity Ayideh the Kara Kolarikim, that there was no way to say no, similar to the Malachim, because it's, everything is so clear, therefore they have no Bechira. It's not that Be'etzin, they have no Bechira. That's why when things are not so clear to them, when they come down to this Arlam HaShofel, sometimes the Malachim Mashisim, they can say things which are maybe not so Matim 100% Kefidu Darga. Because it's not, Ramesha says this in Josh Moshe, a few other people say the same thing, that's not that they don't have Bechira, it's rather that they don't have Bechira because everything is so clear. So that it obviates the possibility for doing otherwise. But when things are not so clear, then Ramela, they would have Bechira. So Al Rishenim, the Rishenim, they saw the Maimon Har Sinai, and they saw how the mitzvahs are something which is a dover which is kayim. It's the thing that the brisi yom v'layla chukishmayim v'aretz leisamti, that this past week's after, that the whole bria is because of the Torah and the Torah and the mitzvahs. Mamela, they saw that clearly. That was kayim. That's pasha to them. By them, it wasn't so pasha, the Torah. Why? Because in 1 second, they had to switch their entire lives, and things that were mutter for them the day beforehand, the things that they used to eat, are now aser. Like, that's why one of the minhagim by Shavuos is that we have is milkings, because they couldn't shecht, because they didn't, things that what they were doing for the past 40, 50, 60 years, they had to switch everything overnight. It's not like somebody becomes a Baal Teshuva that it takes them 2 years, 3 years, so they switch everything. In one night, they had to switch everything. It wasn't so gishmak, maybe, al tatoy. Mashenken al achreinim, we already grew up like this. This is something that we already, bayas, this is toy, this is the way to go. However, the kayim, that it's still, that it's so pasha, that this is what this kayim, this is what mekayim developed, that's not so pushed us like it was al the Rishonim, on the Rishonim. So al the Rishonim al Achronim, davar toiv for the Achronim, v'kayim for the Rishonim, lo'il l'voed, forever and ever, l'maitse it is toiv and it is kayim, though either one maybe didn't see it as clear as the other one. Emes ve'emuna chayik layavar. Emes is referring to the Torah, which is Torah's Emes. Ve'emuna, kol mitzisecha emuna. The Rishonim already say this shot over here. Kol mitzisecha emuna, that all the mitzvahs are emuna. What does it mean, kol mitzisecha emuna? That the root of all mitzvahs is emuno. Boch habakuk v'midan alachas, tzadik v'emunosa yichyeh. The Marsha's Masbar over there, that every mitzvah is connected a different aver in the body. And some are shanashama tluyobo, and some are not shanashama tluyobo. The emuna is the aver shanashama tluyobo. He says that's the lev. He says that's connected the lev. That's the hemidan alachas. That's what causes, gets everything pumping. Kol mitzvaysecha emuna, everything is to bring to emuna. Choyk v'layaver, and all the mitzvahs are choyk, whether we understand them or we don't understand them, we do them v'layaver, and even if the tam of the mitzvah seems to not apply anymore, nevertheless we still do it, because there's always other time in Kedema. Emeshatu Hashem alekeinu v'lekei v'yisteinu, we're declaring that it's pashat to us, shatu Hashem alekeinu v'lekei v'yisteinu. Here it's interesting, the Mefarshim points out, chronologically you should say alekeinu, alekei v'yisteinu v'lekeinu, right? And it's just, but here it's every single one, it says Elekeinu Melekei Aviseinu, Malkeinu Melech Aviseinu, Ge'aleinu Ge'al Aviseinu. It should always be Fakert, Ge'al Aviseinu Ge'aleinu. The Mefarshim reminds me, because it's clearer to us the Elekeinu than it is the Elekei Aviseinu. What we see with our own eyes, Anecha Hashem Lekecha Asher Yitzichem Eretz Mitzrayim, the Rishayim Demas, the Ben Ezra brings down from you, the Chosid, the Kuzari. Why doesn't it say Anecha Hashem Lekecha Asher Baruch Shemayim Laretz? It says because Baruch Shemayim Laretz you didn't see. You did see. I'm not coming to you with some story from before. I'm coming to you with something we saw with your own eyes. Elokeinu, that's clear to you. Malkeinu is clear to you. Ve'aleinu is clear to you. Ge'al Aviseinu is not as clear. That's also, it's first what's pasha to us, and then we can work backwards. Ve'aleinu, Ge'al Aviseinu, Yetreinu, that the Ramban says in the Bay, that we come to Shul to declare before the Rebbeinu Shalom that Yetreinu, that you created us. Pasha, not, it's not so pasha to people that they're created. Yitzreinu, that you, our Yitz, you created us. Tzur Yeshua Yitzreinu, you're the rock, you're rock solid. Yeshua Yitzreinu, who's our Yeshua, we can rely on you for Yeshua because you're a Tzur. You're something which doesn't budge. Poideinu Matzileinu, this is like we said in Baruch Shomer, Poideu Matzil. Poide is, some say Poide means with the, it's like a pidyon, it's with the haskama of the person that you're being Poide from, and Matzil is without the haskama. I think maybe the pashat the poide umatzil poide is referring to a matzav that a person's already in from beforehand, umatzil from getting into such a matzav. It's the past and in the future. Poideinu umatzilenu, in the past and in the future. May oylam shemecha, may oylam, since the beginning of Bria, shemecha, shame always refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhoga, how it applies in this, how we perceive the Ribbono Shel Olam, this world. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zerachum, Chanum, these are all shemas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not, it's because that's the way that we perceive the Ribbono Shel Olam, so that's how we refer to him. Ve'elam Shemecha, the way that we see the Ribbono Shel Olam is as a poida, as a matzo. He's always there to help us. In Elohim is Lezecha, there's no other koyach. In Elohim is the koyach, there's no Elohim really. In Elohim is Lezecha, there is no other koyach bechlal in the welt. Chutz from the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's Malkeinu, he's Goyalenu, he's Yitzreinu, he's Poideinu, he's Matzileinu. There's no other Koyach, we're declaring. There is no other Koyach. Me'olam, it has been this way. There is no other Koyach aside from you.